We are learning Mesechtas Bar Basra, Dav Samach Amud Aleph, and we up to the Mishnah on Dav Samach Amud Aleph. Zok the Mishnah. Lo yiftach odom l'chotza ha-shutvim Pesach k'ringa Pesach. We have here a chotza ha-shutvim, and me and my shutv live here. So when I have a Pesach, I should not make a Pesach k'neged the door of my friend. Let's say the two houses on two opposite ends of the courtyard. My door should never be facing his door. There's nothing to do with chazakah. Even if you have a chazakah, like the Rashbam speaks out, afilu hechiyosh chazakah. There's an iser to have a door connected to a door. The chaloyin connected to chaloyin. Or a window connected to his window. The window should not be connected. It should be a little off. They should not be right across from each other. Another halacha in the Mishnah. Hoya katon, if it's a small door, lo yasenu gadol. Echad, if it's one door, lo yasenu shayim. You should make two doors. Aval, if it's handling the window to Shirabim or a door to Shirabim, and across the street of a Shirabim is another door or another window, there you could do it across. Aval Pesach or Shirabim, Pesach, Kenega Pesach, V'chaloin, Kenega Chaloin. What's the reason? Because anyway, people in Shirabim are making Hezekaria, so anyway, you have to be careful from them. So therefore, there's no problem to be one door, a Kenega, the other door, when it's across the Shirabim. Hayekaton, if it's a small door, it's a gadol. Also, the doors can be bigger. We'll see also why you're not allowed to do a bigger door in the chatzah, and then we'll understand why in Shirabim you're allowed to make a bigger door. So it's two dinim in Amish. First of all, that the Pesach shouldn't be connected to Pesach, it couldn't be connected to Chaloin, and no halacha, it shouldn't make the things bigger. And the Gemara we'll talk about it separately.
Right.
It's called the Shirabim
Street?
No, I don't know that Shirabim. It's more. Okay, but they're not there all the time. So it's a good child. It's like a mavi, if that's enough. Here, a mavi sounds like it'll be a problem. Because as long as it's a semi private thing, you don't have to be so careful, but someone right across the street from you is a problem. It shouldn't be mamash connected to each other. So Zok the Gemara, Menon Emili, how do we know this? So the Gemara is to bring up a makar from the Torah. Omar of Yechon, Dom Makra, Vayisa, Bilam Eseno, Vayaris, Yisrael, Sheikh, and Shvatov. Bilam picked up his eyes and saw Kla Yisrael Sheikh L'Shvatav. Ma Ra, what did he see? Ra'a She'ein Pischei Olein Mechavim Zazay. He saw the doors of the tents were not connected, not across from each other. Omar, he said, Ru'uyin Ma'lolush Tishra Olein Shechina. These people are Rayu that the Shechina should be Shaira on them. The Rashbam says, what do you see? The Rashbam says, Ma Toivo Alecha. You have to know what the Ra'i is. But Toysa is a Geshmak. Look at Toysa's. Mesefer the Krodars, the Chsiv, Basihi Alav Ruach Elikim. You see, because they were connected to each other, that's what caused the Shechina to come here. So when things are not across from each other, that will bring the Shechina. And again, like the Rashbam says, even if you have a chazaka, you're not allowed to have a door across someone else's door. Now, in the Mishnah it said, Hayekaton, if you had a small door, lo yasen a gadol. Now, if you remember from the first paragraph of Basra, the halacha is that if someone has a door of a house in a courtyard, he gets a certain amount of space in front of the door that belongs exclusively to him. He gets the width of the door by 4 amas. That's what he gets. And if it's a narrow door, only 2 amas, he still gets 4 amas width. He only gets 4 amas width by 4 amas deep. And if his door is wider, then he gets in more. He gets 8 amas by 4. That's what he gets. Why does he have that? In order to unload his chamar, that's why he has that space in front. That's just a hakdama to the next gemara. So said over here, hayekaton, if you have a small door into the chatzal, yasen a gadol. So bar dalid, what it means you should make it bigger is, if you have a 4 amma wide door, loyla shvui bar tamna, don't make it 8 amas wide. Why? Because now you're taking more space in the chatzah. The kashakal tamna of a chatzah. Because now you get the width of the door, you get more in the chatzah. So of course he can stop you from doing that. But avabar tarti, if it's only a 2, which anyway got 4 amas and wide, lishvui barba, shabbat dami, you're allowed to make it 4 wide. What's the problem? What, how am I hurting you? Amalei Rava, no. Matzi Amalei, I'll tell you why it's bothering me to make it 4, from a 2 to 4. Not because of the space. Matzi Amalei, Pischa Zutra Masinu Sturimlach. If you have a small door, I can be careful from you. I'll see where you're standing. Pischa Rava, if it's a bigger door, Lemetzina Sturimlach. It's hard for me to be hard from you when you have a bigger door. You have more ways to spy on me, and therefore I'm makbid to make it bigger because you're going to have more Hezekaria. It said in the Mishnah, Echad Liyasen Oshnaim. If it's one door, don't make 2 doors. So again, the same discussion. So bar arba'i loy l'shvai terei. If you have a door that's 4 amas wide, don't turn that into 2 b'nei tarti tarti. Why? Because now you take 4 for each door. The kashaka tamli b'chatzah. You get 8 in the chatzah. You're getting 4 amas for each door. Aval bar tamli. But if it's already 8 amas wide, so you're getting 8 by 4 anyway. You can make 2 doors of 4. What's the problem? You're still only getting the same much. So there's no problem, because Rav Chama learns, the whole pshat in this reason about making doors is going to gain more space in the chotzer. Only Rav, no. Matzi Amalei, b'chad pischa matzina atzduiminach, with one door I can hide from you. But terei, lemetzina atzduiminach, when it's two doors already, I'm not going to realize which one's open, which one's closed. It was two doors already, you could already spy on me better, and that's the hakpada. So it comes out, the hakpada of making the doors bigger, if your Rav is, at least, is a problem of hezegria. It said in the Mishnah, regarding the things that are cross from each other, av pesach u shrabim, pesach ne'er pesach, dom lay, soif soif, a boy is doing the name of shrabim, you don't have to keep from the name of shrabim, so therefore, you can make a door connected to a door. Phrase of the kasha, what about a window? Is a window the same thing? A window usually is higher, so how do you see shrabim? Zok the Rashbam, v'roich vei susim v'gamalim, royim v'sech al nesav. Though people who ride the Susim and Gamalim, they can see into your window, and therefore they're anyway seeing into your window. So who cares if someone across the street? They're anyway seeing into the window. So Zok the Rishonim, that if it's a window that's high enough that you can't see it from the Susim, but you could see it across the street, so then Otaka be a problem. The Otaka be a problem. And the Mukesh says even more. Mukesh says, Hacha Mari Bechaloin Nomoch Kein Pesach. The Efsa calls the Reish Rabbim Lehedi. Opposite Kiruz and Rishbam. He says even more. He says, it has to be a low enough window to make a mutter that you can see from Shirabim. But even Susim is not enough for the Mukesh. That still, I cannot make a window across your window because it's easy for you to see, even though you can see it when you're riding a horse. So it comes out that, so and why Rosh Hashanah let me make a bigger door? So if you're Rava, it's a very good smack because there's no Hezekiah anyway, no Issa Hezekiah anyway because the Hezekiah is Shirabim. But if you run with Chama, you have to say also, because you don't get 4 hours in Shirabim. So it's also the same spot of why in Rosh Hashanah you not care about making one door into two doors or one door into a bigger door. So Dr. Mishnah Vait, a new Mishnah. Einos Echol Taka Shirabim. You're not allowed to dig from your property under Rosh Hashanah, Bairo Shechem Aras. You're going to make Bairo Shechem Aras under Rosh Hashanah here. No problem, I'll do it on Shirabim. What's the problem? Because you're weakening the Shirabim. And even from Kabbal, all the Hezekim, and all the Hezekim. And it sounds like even to make it in the Shirabim, the same Nidin over here, I'm going to cover it over. I'm making a bayer, and I'm going to cover it over with a cover. So Rav Eliezer Matir. Let's ask Mutter. What do you have to make sure? You have to test it with an engineer. If a wagon full of stones goes over it and does not collapse, either the cover doesn't collapse or just the floor there doesn't collapse, then you'll have to do it. The Rabbanon still argue on that. We'll see why. Because the Rabbanon don't go basa hashta. They look into the future. Unless it goes basa hashta, this means right now, can hold it up. So what's the problem? We'll see in the Gemara the reason for the Rabbanon. So that's one halacha of the Mishnah. You don't make a challah on the Shirabim because you're worried it might collapse. So let's hold smutter as long as it's strong enough right now to hold the wagon with Avonim. Eim etzin zizim v'guzrutayos of Shirabim. You cannot be moitzi. Zizim gezutaris are a different type of beams. Zizim is a small beam. Gezutaris is a big beam. This is a rabbim because it might mazik someone. So you cannot do that. It's also to do that because a person might drive by and hit it in the head. Ella imrotza kindness of shloya moitzi. What you can do is move your wall into your rishos and then you might see it. Now, even though now people start walking there because they think it's part of shirabim, but that's their problem already. I did it for rishos. Another halacha is laka chotzer bas zizim gezutaris. If you bought a chotzer and already has built in these zizim gezutaris sticking out, it's bechazaka that you will say tanin on that the guy before you probably was kind of sefshaloi or he had rishos to do it. Then it's rezu bechazkasa. He does not have to bring a raya. He can say I bought it from him and we say tanin on.
The mission of the race, we're talking about the guys going into Shirabim, they're recommending digging or digging
the Omar. So it sounds like from the Rashbam that he did it in Shirabim, because he says the cover has to be strong enough to hold up. So it sounds like he made a cover on it. It sounds like he built the Shirabim.
Would you have any right to do
anything? It belongs to everyone, and I'm not hurting anyone. What's the difference? I'm putting a cover on it. That's what it sounds like. I started saying, we started from Yerushas, the Rashbam has Mashmais, even this Rashbam. So what's behind the Rabbanon? Look at the Mar. What's behind the Rabbanon? Zim the Mifchus La'adayte. Sometimes it'll get weakened without you realizing it. And therefore he holds, you go past, you look in the future, and therefore you can't do that. Therefore, you can't do that. And we'll continue next year, we'll continue from here.